Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to welcome Prosperity Counseling and Wellness to the show. They are a local St. Louis-based therapy practice that specializes in substance abuse and general counseling. They offer group and individual therapy that is tailored to meet your needs. If you or a loved one is struggling with substance abuse or just feels like they need support, contact Prosperity Counseling and Wellness at 636-515-1230. You can find more information at their website at prosperitystl.com. If you're struggling out there or need somebody to talk to, reach out. Prosperity Counseling and Wellness, right here in St. Louis. Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zach building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Thieves the Kings, and you are listening to Rock Paper Podcast. T2K all day, baby.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 rock,
rock, y'all. Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with the guys of Thieves to Kings. Welcome to the show, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very nice to be here, man.
Oh, yeah.
This Finally.
It's exciting stuff. We're hanging out here at band practice. You guys want to go around the mic and all say hey and introduce yourselves?
Hey, this is Bob. I play keyboards.
This is John. I play guitar.
Cody, bass player. Alan.
Yeah. I'm Michael Myers. I sing.
Yep, Corey Shaver, I play guitar and do background vocals.
Hambone, the kicker.
You're the kicker?
The kicker.
More like that. He's the time keeper.
He's the time keeper.
Yeah. It's right. The drummer for those who can't decipher the message.
But this is exciting. This is the first time I'm really getting to hang out and get to meet most of you guys. I've seen you guys play through the Road to Point Fest, right?
And that's stuff. Right.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah. I've definitely seen you guys around at Pops and a couple of different things. And but this is cool to get into, you know, kind of quiet atmosphere. We can kind of hang out and actually get to talk a little bit and not have to scream over a band or something. So,
right. Exactly.
So,
what happens too?
Yeah. But you guys got. I mean, October is going to be crazy for you guys. We got a record coming out. We got a bunch of shows. We got.
Yes.
A big release party. We got a lot happening, so this is perfect timing, I think, for it to sit down and actually get to talk about what Thieves to Kings have been up to. So,
absolutely.
But tell me, like I said, I don't know a ton of the backstory. You know, how does this group come to be? How does Thieves to Kings get started?
Well, actually, it started about 10 years ago. My brother Cody and I started a band called Tracewire. and it was a very, very rocky relationship with that band. We actually went really far, played Point Fest, opened up for many, many, you know, major headlining bands. We had 3 record contracts come through, and in the midst of all of that, our original drummer had passed away in a horrible car accident, and him and his 8-month-old son both passed away in the accident.
That's Kevin Peace. There's a track on the
Kevin
album
Payne.
For him.
Yep.
Kevin Payne.
We actually put a track on the album for him on our new CD when it's released. You can check that out. It's called A Moment for Kevin. But you know, it put us through a very
rough,
emotional and rough time, and the band just kind of fell apart and dissolved because of it. So we started another band called Days of Redemption, and we went through numerous members trying to get it right. And we met Michael along the way. He was in a band called A Message for Martyrs.
Yeah, Message for Martyrs.
And we played together quite a bit and got to know each other quite a bit. And Mike and I had talked for a long time about doing a project together.
Now, actually, I think the project we started was something totally different. Like, I had taken Message for Martyrs. We went out and, you know, we were touring all over the place. Like, we were doing good things. And then, you know, we had a falling out, you know. So, like, you know, everybody had a different idea of what they wanted to do. And I wanted to move on, but people didn't want to move on. So I took a big break. And I had taken, you know, like, quite a long break. Mm-hmm. And then I ran out with these guys. Like, we used to play shows together, so.
Well, we actually met back up. It was Days of Redemption with my brother and I.
Yeah,
absolutely. Actually, you were there and Bob was there that night. The Mad Magician.
That's right there.
Tyler Cash.
Yeah.
Tom was playing a different band.
With fucking Jimmy Kimmel.
And Bob was there to see another band, and we kind of ran into each other. I talked to Mike about maybe working on a project, and then we met Bob back on the patio. And back, we were having a cigarette, and I talked to Bob for a while. Yeah. And anyways, Days of Redemption, we ended up pulling in Mike as a vocalist for Days of Redemption. And when that band kind of fell apart, we decided to start another project, Cody and Mike and I, and we wanted, you know, some more background melody and stuff, so we decided to have keyboards in there, and I contacted Bob on Facebook.
Well, and actually, me and Mike ran into each other at a Slipknot show. It was like Fate or something.
Yeah. I love Slipknot, man. Like Corey Taylor, and you know, ironically, Corey Taylor and Chris Cornell are probably my 2 favorite vocalists.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to play with them at Point Fest this year, and then that didn't happen.
Yeah, we did win Point Fest this year, but unfortunately, got canceled.
We're supposed to be at Point Fest on May 20th.
Yeah.
That was a big bummer for sure, man.
Very emotional. We lost one of our influences and got canceled out of the show at the same time.
I don't think I heard, like, well. Maybe Lane. When Lane Staley died, that was that really effed me up too.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, I just, you know.
Anyways, as far as the other band members, after we started the project, we found Handbone to play drums, actually on a Craigslist ad, and he came through and auditioned, and it fit perfect. And we messed around a couple different times and auditioned him, you know, 2 or 3 times, and everything seemed to work great. So he's been here ever since. And then John actually just joined us. We were a band for about a
two
year
months
or
ago
so before we actually brought on another guitarist.
Yeah.
Well, John's been a loyal, devoted fan and a great friend. He's my best friend, and we've, you know, brought him onto this, and, you know, he's been doing great.
But that's kind of where we are now.
John's been at every show. John's been at every show. Yeah. Like, he's been right in the front, like, the whole time. Like, we were, you know, there was an idea of bringing another member in just to fill the sound out, like,
right,
you know.
John loves the band so much I could have sworn there was a night where he was hiding in the bushes outside my house.
like that's the kind of person that you want, like somebody that loves music. I mean, like, that's the whole point of this. Like, I played in, you know, my last band, A Message for Martyrs, like, we did mostly post hardcore stuff.
Really gent stuff.
And like we did another album. It never was released, and it was like all it was like heavy. Mm-hmm. Like heavy, heavy, heavy. Like Whitechapel heavy.
Yeah, I think what we're pulling for now is, and the style we're pushing to is more of, we just want to relate to the people. Yeah. We want to play what we don't want to be stuck in a genre. We don't want to be considered this type of music. We just want to play what makes us happy, and we want to relate to the people and write about things that are current events that people can relate to.
Yes.
So we really try to be more, you know, life fulfilling with our lyrics and our sound and our style.
Definitely. I was going to say, I felt like that you guys just released the video for Unify,
right?
And I felt like that was a good example of that. You know, like you definitely, right. I mean, you know, unity, right. You know, so bringing it together and stuff.
Right. We're all one. We're all one. Yeah. I firmly believe that, you know, we all want the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I feel like there's outside forces that are like really pushing us to feel a certain way about other people, like or just like get in the way of the way it should be. You know, like I feel like we're being forced to feel a certain way about this or that when it's not, like, we all want the same thing, man, like to the core, like we all do.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and in that moment when we're playing that song live, I really feel a certain connection to the audience. It makes us all one right then and there.
Yeah.
Right.
It does. Yeah.
Just seeing all those cell phones in the air lit up in the crowd, right, and stuff, yeah, it's really
wonderful. It chokes me up a little bit just thinking about it. You know, like, I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, we're all, there's only one, like, race that we're fucking Homo sapien. Like, all the rest of the shit is fucking, like, it's just people trying to make us hate each other.
I see what you're saying, that's it. Too, because it's, that's like the world too. Wants it's you it. To think a certain way or feel a certain way or be a certain way, to where all of us just need to stand together and be one.
Right.
You know, and when you can do that, that's when you accomplish things, you know?
And that song, too, is a tribute to Kevin.
Right,
it is. It is.
That's the song it was.
I didn't get the honor of meeting or playing with, but these guys speak very well of him.
And that song is, that was his favorite song, so that's why we do it.
I'm sorry.
So you guys have been, you know, the band's been through a lot trying to come together, get to this point, but we have an EP together now. We have so getting ready to come out. So let's where did we record this EP?
Well, we started with Killer Track Studios.
About
June of last year, and we had to have some further work done. And we decided, hey, why don't we throw a few more tracks? It was originally a 3-song, but we expanded it to a 5-song. Started working with Tom O'Connor, who he's excellent, and he was able to really help us out in mixing and mastering the stuff Killer Tracks did.
Who just to pause right there real quick, it's funny because Tom O'Connor that recorded and mixed and mastered the rest of our album actually was also an ex-member of Tracewire.
Oh, yeah.
Our original band, when our original drummer died,
he was our
drummer. Filled in and came to on drums after that.
Yeah.
So that's where we know him from. Go ahead, Bob.
And so, yeah, he finished out all the recording process and mixed and mastered all the tracks for us. And, you know, now we finally got them ready. And, you know, we've just been working up to this point, you know, playing shows and getting ready for this release.
Saturday, October 4th at Pops, right here.
14th, that is.
Right. October 14th. Sorry. Saturday, October 14th at Pops, our CD release party.
Yeah.
Got a lot of big bands playing with us, a lot of fun guys, and it's going to be a really good show.
For sure. Most of these guys, that was, you know,
handpicked from us. I mean, what?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I mean, like, Hollow Point Heroes, like, that's probably one of my favorite local bands, you know, like, there's so many, dude. Like, St. Louis is such a good music scene, but Hollow Point Heroes has been good friends of mine for a long time. Me and Brandon played in a band together.
Seven Sword has some members that
Seven Sword, their drummer, their guitar player, both used to play with us.
They're really cool guys.
Silent Hollow, their bass player, Matt Curry.
Matt, played. What's up, Matt? Hope you're listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robbing John moved several times.
Oh, really, those guys are cool. They're fun to hang out with.
Project Amira, that's Hambone's son.
The drummer's son, yeah.
Their farewell show.
Yeah. He filled in for us playing drums for a little over a month when Hambone was out getting surgery. So that means a lot to us to have his band playing with us too. Like, and they're going to bring the heavy, which I love that.
Heavy, show. Heavy. Off my bucket list there, played my son a show.
That's it.
Very cool.
Well, we played a show with Dope with his son. That was awesome. That was one of my personal things. I love that gothic metal stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
As far as Siege the Kings, man, I mean, our goal is just to keep rising above. You know, we're moving forward with all this.
Sure.
You know, we have several friends, family, all that we played with, we live with, we deal with the whole nine. But, you know, we got a new guitarist that was added on, which is John here. Yeah. We got, you know...
He's one of our brothers already.
We got several sponsorships. We have a management company under our belt now. That's our goal right now, is just to keep moving forward and go the long road with us. And that's our goal.
Can't stop this train, man.
Cannot stop it. No, nope. That's our goal. We're going to keep moving forward and just go through it. We're going to haul it.
Yeah. So we got the release party, the 14th. You can come out and pick up a copy. $5 tickets, right? Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
And you guys, everybody's got tickets. All the bands have tickets.
Absolutely.
Yes, we do. Contact us. We'll bring it to you.
Yeah. Message Steve the Kings on
Facebook.
I'll
drop it off for you.
Or Twitter.
I'll sing a little ditty for you.
All right.
Here you go. Have your ticket, sir.
Got it right here.
Thank you very much. See you on Saturday. That's how that song goes. I don't care if you like
it. So hit up Mike personally. He'll send it to you and sing you a song. How
yeah, Mike's
that?
Also now our delivery boy. That's the
same. What's
a ticket gram?
Ticket gram.
I want one.
Yeah. And you guys will have physical copies of the CD available,
yes,
of course.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely. You're holding one in your hand.
Yeah, man. Very exciting. This is.
Hey, look. Yeah, good.
What?
I think we'd like to speak about our album cover design.
Yeah. Yes,
we'd like to give a shout out to Total Terror TV and Phobias Haunted House,
which
they put together for us, and they do amazing work. They'll scare the crap out of you during the month of October. They're open every month, every weekend during this month. Sorry, there.
Phobias Haunted House in Ride City.
And
speaking of that, Phobias Haunted House is the number one haunted house. So, I recommend you guys come out on the 20th and 21st of October to catch Thieves to Kings live, dressed up and everything else, and witness yourself how scary Phobias Haunted House is.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
That's going to be cool, man. You guys, I guess people are going through the haunted house, and then you guys are just...
has a scene from their haunts. You know, they have different scenes, that there's a certain pacing, and we're going to be at a certain spot where you'll hear us right in your face when you first come in, likely.
Yeah.
And that throughout the haunt, you'll be able to hear our tunes as we play them.
Nice.
Now, Bob, tell them how it is when they show up and let's say they buy a ticket and they want to go to Phobias Haunted House. What happens?
So you'll be bussed over from the ticket location to the actual haunt.
They got all the windows like
blacked
out. They put you in a school bus with the windows.
Good luck making it on that bus, because they got some creepy bastards on that bus too.
Yes, they do.
And then so you'll enter and get a quick introduction to Phobias, and then they'll set you free through the haunt, and it's something else.
Yeah. So basically, as soon as you purchase your tickets for Phobias, it starts then and there, and it does not end until you're out of it.
Yeah, but you'll see
it
somewhere in the middle.
So good luck making your way out.
You'll see it somewhere in the middle.
Right. Yeah. And at some point between the time you piss yourself and shit yourself, you'll see Thieves to Kings.
Playing on a stage somewhere in the middle. Probably all zombified.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, man. You guys also, like I said, mentioned the video. You guys, along with all the new music, there's a brand new video out there now for Unify. You got another show coming up as well. You guys are playing on October 7th in St. Charles area.
Redfish, Bluefish, man. Right.
And you also playing on October 16th with Death Crown at Foo Bar.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, that one we actually just booked today.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was one of those ones where they're like, well, you know what? We want you to play. Like, we need another band. Like, so, like, I mean, it's
we're going to bring it again with all that we got going on.
Right.
And we're going to give it our best.
Yeah.
That was a spur
of the moment show.
Yeah, that'll be for all our really hardcore fans too, because you know that's pretty rough.
If you want to come out on the 14th? We got some good stuff for you on the 14th.
Yeah,
and you know, obviously, like I grew up in O'Fallon, Missouri, so like all my family and friends are going to come out for the 7th. So that's like. Sure. That's neat. You know what I'm saying? Like
St. Charles. What? Yes, me and John are from St. Charles County. This is Bob. Me and John.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mike's got a lot of family out there too.
Yeah, me too. I mean, like my parents live out off of Epperman Road, so in Wentzville. You know, like I grew up out that way. So you know, like I said, like that's a little closer. It's you know.
Funny man, me and Corey grew up out in Forest Hill, which ain't far down the road.
Right down the road, right?
You know,
isn't it weird?
We're all from the same neck of the woods, right?
It's weird how that works out.
Yeah.
It's just cool to see the hustle, though, man. I mean, like you guys, a lot of dates, a lot of music coming to you, you know, and it's just exciting to see, you know, that you guys are working hard for this stuff and. You know, even just putting this record together, like, you know, that's a huge accomplishment in itself just to get that done and get that recordings out there and stuff. So, I don't know. So, hats off, guys. I it's cool to see.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You know, I like to mention that we have a few singles out off of that very album. Yeah, they're out on Apple and Google. Yeah. We released them through Reverb Nation, Spotify.
Yeah,
you know, iTunes.
I Wonder, that's one you might search up, or Unify, both of which have videos and
right. My buddy from the iJabs, they're no longer a band anymore, but one of my good friends I've known since kindergarten.
Nathan Butterhorn.
Yeah, Nathan Butterhorn. He used to play in a band called the iJabs. They were very
what a name.
Right. Oh, dude, they're great. It was a great band, man. It was kind of like horror, like
got meets 60s,
80s industrial meets like 60s, like retro. Like they're awesome. They're
wild.
Man, like, they're unbelievable. Yeah,
February
band.
Of last
like,
year.
If you listen to it, I promise you, you're gonna be like, wow, these guys are amazing. Like this is amazing. Like,
so if you missed it, then we're sorry.
They remind me of Ghost, actually. Like Ghost BC. Like, and it's funny is because like. Because Nathan was like, he had never heard of them before. They put out their first album, and I was like, reminds me of Ghost. And then I played it for him, and he's like, these guys are great. Like, we went, like, the last couple times they played here, we went and saw Ghost because of that comment. But, yeah, great guy, like, very visual, like, it's very artistic. You know, that, I wrote that song about, when I was in the military, that song's about, well, it was about that and about, like, when I was married. It's kind of about, like, coping with, like, going to war whenever you have, like, a wife and kids at home. You know, like, and then, like, the mindset that it takes to get through that. Like, when you show up there, like, it's no longer about, like, it's all about, like, staying alive and keeping the people next to you alive. And then, like...
The little things.
And then it's also, like, I mean, the whole song takes you through this, like, soundscape of, like... And then, like, now you're home, and, like, how do you deal with, like...
You cope with it.
Yeah, how do you cope with it? Like, that's what that song is, so... yeah, that one means a lot to me. So.
Well, it's made an appearance on every one of our set lists, if anyone noticed.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, as the beginning of the song starts, you know, it states, you know, we were told that it couldn't be done.
Yeah,
that's a different song. Yeah, that's a different song that you're thinking
Unified.
About.
Unified.
We know Cody doesn't have to sing it.
I'll start about
well,
Warner.
You said I wanted, but then you said Unified. That's why I was like,
I want.
Nonetheless, both of them are they're great songs.
Yeah,
they're really great songs.
Well, we did a little live acoustic jamming too today.
Mm-hmm.
Which you guys were saying that's the first time you've ever done that, right?
Definitely first.
Yeah, it's actually a song that's not even on our album.
Right.
It's something new that we've written, and we've played it a couple times at a couple shows, so those lucky people that were at those shows were able to hear it. But yeah, it's something not on our album, something new and fresh.
Yeah. So this one's called The Calling.
Oh,
I mean, it sounded incredible. I mean, you guys, you really ought to consider maybe doing this. Doing, you know, I love acoustic stuff, but it sounded great hearing you guys playing this like stripped down like that. And
I kind of liked it. I'd kind of like to. We were talking about that too. Like to.
Yeah, we spoke about that. We're interested in that. I think
we want to. We want to see if we can't find a couple bands like before we book something like that. I want to find like at least three or four other bands that want to do like an all acoustic set.
Sure.
And then like let's book it. Let's do it. I mean, I think it would be cool. Like to because it's really interesting. We've never explored Thieves of Kings that way, but like it's cool to like break it all down. To as simple and as raw as it can be, and put something out there like that in the world. I think it's cool.
Yeah, and I think like just doing that too allows for me like allows me to connect to the lyrics, and you know it seems like you guys are writing a lot of heavy stuff in these lyrics, and you know it needs to be heard. So it's like you know, when you do that, you can really connect to that emotion behind the words and stuff like that, and so. I don't know. I think it'd be really cool to see you guys do something like that, do a full set, like you're saying, kind of just strip down an acoustic thing and see what happens.
Well, so maybe in the works.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, man. So.
Absolutely.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. Get at me.
We're game
to do that.
If you listen to this and you hear the calling, let them know what you think. If you like the idea too, chime in. Write in on Facebook or whatever. We've got all kinds of ways to be contact the band. So
absolutely,
who's doing
any social media site, Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation. We have our own website. Go to thievestokings.com. You can contact us many different ways. You can even email us if you wish to at thievestokings@gmail.com.
There it is. Yeah, hey, man. Phone lines are lighting up already.
I want to give a shout out to my stick endorser, Scorpion Sticks Percussion. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be laying down the beats.
Hell yeah.
There we go.
We have custom sticks that have Hambone's name and Thieves of Kings on them. Like, really are like his sticks. He's not BSing.
Right.
So, yeah, you guys got some custom sticks. You're also sponsored by Cold Cock Whiskey, which
we just very good stuff.
Sampled.
We have a bottle on hand.
Just sampled a little bit of that. It's tasty.
Yeah, it's
just cold cock, but it'll warm me up inside. I'll tell you, firsthand.
And our manager Kevin with Roslog or
Raslog, yeah,
Raslog,
yeah, Sight Set North Agency,
yeah,
SSN.
That's brand new to us.
Sight Set North Agency manages us at the moment. We're working with them to get some future tour dates set up, which will be happening within the next couple months, so keep an eye out for that as well.
Get some out-of-town shows. Yeah. Maybe people outside the St. Louis area can rejoice.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, man. That'd be fun to get on the road and, expand the fan base, man. Get everybody else jumping on board.
Yeah, it's playing.
So I'll hit this.
Always.
Have you ever had it?
Tell us what you think.
Good. He's had it.
Yeah,
he had it at Pops, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't you say
free
that?
Free sample, like today. Free sample.
Right.
To those just listening, we all just hit the cold cock.
Cold cock was on our lips.
It's, it's a celebration, man.
It is a celebration. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Celebration of cold cocks. I'm being silly. I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh, never mind.
Sorry.
Mike's
cut off. Mike's nervous. I mentioned that you guys had the Unified video out there, and then like it's kind of more of, you guys aren't in the video. It's just kind of a kind of a slideshow kind of thing.
Yeah, we wanted it to be more more imagery and right. Kind of like a metaphorical video.
Yeah,
we wanted people to be able to watch the video and kind of and listen to the lyrics. And we want people to concentrate on the music and lyrics versus trying to see what the people that are playing the music look like.
Right.
You know, to us, it's not about us. It's more about the content of the music and the sound. And so we made the video to be, you know, very very metaphorical and opening. So everybody can take their own representation of the song the way they want to.
Definitely.
And maybe it'll appeal to more people in an individual sense that way.
Yeah, I totally get that.
Second chance. saw the gods look down and laugh. Beaten down for independent thoughts. Carry on with the strength in our hearts. Sitting here dreaming, sheep keep believing, whilst the
Well, if I might mention, I'm just not pretty, so, you know, the video is probably better that way.
And we didn't want Bob's face in it.
So that was a given. You know, yeah. No.
Is there,
that's why you got shaved a couple weeks back.
Yeah. Is there plans for more videos, though? I mean, do we want to make bring some of these songs to life.
Yeah, we have a surprise coming up in the next couple months for our fans. We're not going to give too much away at the moment, but we're working on something new. It's going to be a new single that's released with a full video with us in it.
Yeah,
it's not going to be what we're doing a
full produced video and releasing a single within the next couple months. There's no exact date yet, but it is something to look forward to in the next few months.
Yeah, man.
So definitely stay tuned. So if you want to know what we look like, you either got to come to a show or you got to wait for the video.
That's we're going to have a new band pick, so...
We're
horrified. Well, band pics are fine, but pictures only go a long way. You know,
they're only worth 1,000 words.
Right.
1,000 words are worth 1,000 words.
So we have tons of merchandise.
I'm rocking my new shirt right now.
Yes, you are.
Looks good on you.
I like the shirt on you, buddy.
I like the shirt on you, Shane.
Yeah,
you know what he needs? He needs a knight.
Yeah,
he needs to be a knight.
Yeah, you can give me a
show that we're playing, and we have
the stickers.
I don't know. We have so much merch. It would take too long to sit here and tell you everything we have. But if you want to rock some Thieves and Kings merchandise, just come to one of our shows and take a look. Browse through. Take a look.
Well, we really appreciate it. And I do got to say, we have sweat wristbands that if you want to be a part of Thieves and Kings, it says Knights on the bottom of it and Thieves and Kings on top. So if you want to be a knight and be a part of us, come to a show. Support us. You know, have a good time. And you can become a knight.
Yeah.
That's all I could say.
Right, man. Where does that even come from, Thieves to Kings? Where are you guys?
Ironically enough,
funny.
I played bass in a band with the same Nathan Butterhorn, his brother Matt Butterhorn, and their singer from the iJabs, David Long. We played not the same David Long.
I know who you're talking about.
Different David Long.
Yeah.
There's two David Longs. Sorry,
at least.
All right.
Sorry. Anyway, what I'm saying is, we played in a band called Disco Armada, and I wrote a song called "Of Thieves and Kings," and it kind of like that was like my like I don't know. I wrote this fucking song, and I was like, well, that's exactly what we're doing here. This is like. We were thieves, now we're kings.
Yeah, basically, he came up with kind of the rough idea, and we all kind of went with it because, you know, we kind of talked about that, you know, we're really a lot about unity and everybody coming together and positive vibes and just, you know, making the world better, little step at a time. But the way we thought about it was, well, thieves to kings, we all start out as thieves.
Right.
And it takes hard work and dedication and pushing and towards your dreams to become
king.
So we all start out as thieves and become kings. So we liked the idea and just kind of stuck with it.
Yeah, man.
And that was it. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what that song was about. Yeah. It was about like it's about, you know, starting from nothing and making something together. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and not necessarily about like following like this genre or that genre or whatever, man. Like, it's just about doing what
it's
feels
a little more raw than that.
It's just what feels fucking good. That's what we do, you know? Like, if it feels good, like, that's all I care about, man. When I'm singing, all I care about is, like, do you feel what I'm saying to you? Like, that's all I care about.
Mike. Yeah. We are one fist.
Right, we are one. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah,
that's all you gotta say, dude. You're not holding a microphone.
We're a six-fingered fist.
Well, that's five fingers and one thumb.
You're right.
Bob said.
Always good with the birds.
Well, that needs to be on a t-shirt.
Hey, you come on, hang out with Thieves and Kings. You're going to have a good time, that's for sure.
I'll put that on a t-shirt.
We'll get you drunk.
Well, you said that The Calling is not on this EP. You guys, it's brand new, something you guys are working on.
Right.
So I'm guessing we're constantly writing and getting ready to, you know, for the next thing. So
yeah, that's our process. Yeah. We're trying to keep it moving forward at all times, and that's really what's worked out for us so far. And so that's our approach.
Do you think? I mean, obviously, we're getting ready to release this one, but I mean, might not be too far along for. the next one, maybe? Is that what you guys are thinking? Like,
that's what we're going to state.
We already have another one called The Riff that's in the works.
Yeah.
And that one's good. That one's a heavy hitter right off the bat. That one's
like,
heavy.
Like I said in the beginning, we're constantly moving forward. So, you know, like Corey stated, just stay tuned.
Yeah.
We got a new video coming out, all that, you know.
Well, we're going to take a little time and travel a little bit to promote this album.
Sure.
And, while we're working on the process of these new songs we're working on. It's not going to be really long, but like I said, we don't really have a set time frame at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just going to take some time, and we'll keep writing, and we do have some songs finished that we're going to be recording and getting these videos done. But you know, maybe we'll get with you another time, future, and
We're definitely doing the Rock Paper Podcast again.
It's been a long process. I'd like to say, and recording the there's been a lot of work went into it, and we're gonna just continue working to promote that, so that you know we don't.
There surely was.
So yeah, we're gonna give some ample time, but if some people want to hear a little taste of this new stuff, make it to one of our shows coming up, and there's a possibility you'll hear one of these new songs thrown into the set list, and you can be one of the first people to hear it before it's released.
You're definitely gonna hear this one. This one's and on top of the fact that it's a new song, a newer song for us. We've never played acoustic before. We've never done that as a band.
I also want to state, too, Mike already mentioned the fact of a newer song of ours called The Riff. You want to hear that song? You want to hear where we're headed to? Come to our show, October 14th, for a CD release. And you may get a taste of The Riff.
All right.
Well, and as well, all of our songs have riffs, but that is The Rift.
The
rip. Well, you know, you shove it.
I guess it's the divide between.
Right, there's a tie at the end.
No, we're not starting A's like children. Man.
Don't worry, guys. Don't die. Yeah,
we're not starting A's like children. Don't do that. Yeah.
No, we did that because of James Hetfield.
Yeah.
Rip tie.
Rip tie.
Stupid, man. You're stupid.
Yeah, like you said, October 14th, EP release party at Pops, $5, Hollow Point Hero, Silent Hollow, Bobbing Jump. $8 at the door.
Yeah.
Seventh Sword, and what is it, Project?
Project Amira.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I can't even say enough. Like, these guys are, like,
amazing.
All these bands are incredible.
They're all quite different, but they all encompass a lot of what we do.
Oh my god, they're all like Bob said exactly, like they're all a little bit different, some are heavier than others, but they're all like
kind of in the same bag as us in some way, shape or form.
They're all like they're all in the same vein, you know, like Great bands, great fucking people.
Yeah. Well, they're cool to hang out with. It's going to be fun more than just watching the show.
I can't wait to play this show with my son.
That's an accomplishment for you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, not many people can say that.
I wish I was as old as you are. You know?
Oh, shit. You'll be just saying in a couple of years we'll get ARP discounts.
That ain't right, man.
Then he can help out some of the band funding with his Social Security.
Remember, I got a 7
going to the band.
I might have older kids, but I still got a...
Half the Social Security's going to our band.
No, wait, I still got older kids, but I got a 7-year-old I got to work for to pay through school. You know, so I won't get to retire. I'll be coming to the show with a walker with them tennis balls
on the tennis balls on the feet.
Oh fuck.
Well hey, we'll get sponsored by Wilson or Spalding, whichever it is.
What the hell, Bob?
If only we could be sponsored by Roto Scooter.
See, don't you guys want to hang out with us, man? Come see us. Follow our page. Like our page.
Hell yeah, follow us,
come see us, talk to us.
You've already got clap on, don't you?
No.
All right, boys.
All right. Well, thank you guys for doing this, for hanging out. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Definitely.
Thank you, Shane.
I'll see you October 14th at Pops.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Or the 7th if you feel like that one.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Anybody got a ticket, give them a ticket.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.